And for example, PLS, these urgent care, today's date is 09/05/2024. Dictation is for Coroner Neelius Hawkins. Hawkins spells H-A-W-K-I-N-S. Coroner Neelius spells C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S. Date of birth is 09/29/1975. This is a 48-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Patient stated that since he recently was involved in an accident and injured his back, he said he had studies done at the emergency room and did not reveal any fractures, but indicated he's in a lot of pain at the moment. Said he, for after this visit, he has an appointment with a pain doctor to start regimen for his discomfort period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension. Next line, obesity. Next paragraph, social history. Patient endorses tobacco use, endorses alcohol use. He denies drug use. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient is alert oriented. He appears in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 172/110. A clonidine was administered and patient was observed. He is complaining of having a headache. We discuss going to the emergency room. He says he does not want to. He was observed in the clinic after 0.2 milligrams of clonidine. He was observed in the clinic for approximately half an hour. Blood pressure eventually improved to 147/96. Patient was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if his headache continues. After giving Tylenol, his headache improved. Next paragraph. Respiration 18, temperature 97.9 period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports a headache. Next line, reports back pain, open parentheses. He indicated this is from his accident, close parentheses. Next line, patient also mentioned that he has in the past taken blood pressure medication but has stopped. Next paragraph. A physical exam is a HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, normal bowel sounds, no bruit, no organomegaly, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, extremities, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is obesity, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 a headache, number 4 back pain. Next paragraph, patient will be seeing a pain doctor for his back. Today we gave 0.2 milligrams of clonidine and observe as discussed above. We encourage patient to go to the emergency room, but he declined. Next paragraph. Labs were offered to patient. He indicated that he did not fast today, but will come back to have labs drawn. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done. Ultrasound revealed calcification in his abdominal aorta, but no aneurysm noted. We discussed these findings with patients, and we strongly encourage him to make some lifestyle adjustments. He will return another day. I will do a CT scan to better evaluate the plaque in his aorta and other organ system. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following medication: hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, QAM, for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, clonidine, 0.1 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS, for 90 days. Number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.